needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Are you a homeowner or soon to be a homeowner? You've got options with First Bank. If you're looking for a house, you could be in your new home within 2 weeks with First Bank's Purchase First program. Or if you'd like to make some updates on your current home, now is the time to do it. With 1.99% APR on home equity loans for the first 6 months. Take advantage of First Bank's great lending programs. For details, give us a call at 800-760-BANK. First Bank. APR is variable. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambren can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambren Weight Loss. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambren Weight Loss. Call 1-800-424-8740. That's 1-800-424-8740.
Money is tight. You want it done right. You can sleep through the night with an affordable quick quote from LongsAutoCenter.com. Certified techs for all models, including diesel. I-44 Eureka.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This Saturday, This Week in Real Estate from 2 to 4 p.m. That's right, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, right before the Tigers game. We're going to discuss buying foreclosures, short sales, and buying property from banks before they go on the market. Additionally, I'm going to teach you how to help your children get their first home for less than $1,000 out of pocket. Of course, we'll discuss whatever you want to. That's This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, 3 of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Pinions Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
that white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Is that Ross Matthews?
So yes. We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 7 locations. I'm sure that somewhere there's another great body shop, maybe 2, maybe 3. We don't want you to go there. If you're AM and the PM, we want you to go to Schaefer, because you're not going. You may find one somewhere as good. You're not going to find anybody better. On a 1 to 10, there are 12. Schaefer, we'll talk about them. Tell you everything you need to know next time you're in an accident. But first, this. I'll tell you, I was in a really bad mood and that music started, and I'm so happy I can hardly stand it. That's what it does to you. Let's introduce a couple of people wearing his, now is that a cardinal sweater on the outside? What is that outside you're wearing, the blue?
That's just a jacket.
Regular old blue jacket.
Over my,
over your Cardinal 550 jersey.
The Cardinals bought us.
They are going to win tonight. Well, we own the Cardinals.
Yeah, we're half
a lot of people don't know that. KTRS owns the Cardinals. The same as Chuck. No, wait a minute. No, we don't. I was thinking of something else. At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks and go Cards.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. The man who knows how to shop. A man who just went shopping and bought for $40, $600 worth of clothes for our trip to Mexico, Cabo San Lucas. Way to go, Dan, in February. How's it going?
It's going great. You know, we have a wide age range of AM and the PM.
That's right.
And we have Kayla Willis is celebrating her 18th birthday.
Kayla, happy 18th birthday.
Yes.
Kayla, good for you. You're on the right path if you listen to this show. There'll be other 18-year-olds that 2 years from now, they'll be in prison. They'll be on the street begging for money to support their heroin addict or crack habits or whatever. Not you, Kayla.
No.
You're on the right path. Happy birthday to you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And Rat Boy just came back from Busch Stadium. Hopefully he'll be able to work. This is his way of seeing the game. He wants to work there Saturday night. They play there, right? First game there. Yeah, he killed on that. What kind of vendor?
Cheese.
Cheese vendor. Do they have cheese vendors?
No.
He says,
just
well,
with the nachos.
What Rat Boy says? Well, he says they should.
Yeah.
He says it's about time.
And
cheese.
He will be streaking tonight if the Cardinals win again.
Well, that's right. That's what he does.
Oh, boy.
How about it for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Streaks four more times.
Now, a lot of people don't know what you're talking about. The Rat Boy's real name is
Dave Jennings.
He's Dave Jennings, and he looks like a rat. And we can say that because he's the one that said it first. He literally streaks. Can people go see that?
Is if you, I guess you
have to be a friend.
Look him up
Facebook
on Facebook. It might be open to everybody to see, but
Dave.
Fair
Jennings.
Warning. Ahead, if you want to see, he's actually
streaking
naked. But
Dave Jennings, aka Rat Boy,
he can't see any naughty part.
Yeah, he has things strategically placed.
Does he have on his Facebook page also known as Rat Boy? He should have that.
I don't know.
He'd be a lot
he
more
might.
Followers that way.
And but I kind of told him that he used a term that he shouldn't have last time. He was naked, and he said, "I hope I have four more runs in me."
Oh, don't say runs.
Runs.
Oh yeah, no
for
runs.
The World that's, Series, I go. You shouldn't say runs in you when you're naked.
No,
that's not a pretty picture.
No, that is not good advice. Good advice. We're brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. I feel pretty good about my driving and my luck. I have not had a vehicle in Schaefer for, I think, 3 years now. I mean, this is a pretty good streak for us. Of course, a lot of it has to do with, too, we don't have anybody at home but me and my wife. The kids don't live there anymore. Not that they had a lot of wrecks, but they had a few. So we've cut our chances considerably. We've actually bettered the odds when it comes to, how long can we stay out of a body shop? But it'll happen again.
My new Equinox was there last year.
That's right.
When that girl ran into the side of me.
It's going to happen to me again. I live in deer country. I'm going to hit one or they're going to hit me. And I've had it happen both ways. Deer hit me, my car hit the deer. Sometimes both at the same time. I know where to go. Do you know where to go? Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. This is like everything we tell you about. You're not going to be disappointed. It's not going to be any less than we tell you it's going to be. You will be very, very happy when you go to pick up that vehicle. And you're going to wonder where the work they did started and where it ended. That's the mark of great body work. When you can't tell the old from the new, because the new looks just like the old did before it got wrecked. It's a perfect match. That's the way Schaefer works, and they're real good with all the other details that a lot of people don't help you with. The rental car, coming to get your car, bringing your car to you, all that's the paperwork, dealing with your insurance company. You tell your insurance company, here's who's going to fix this car, Schaefer. Seven locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There's a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. His name is Patrick Ferris, and he put something online. He says, if you haven't met me yet, I am Pat the Beer Man in Section 261. It's my first full season. I love the job. I get to party with all of you at the games. Who wouldn't love my job? I'm going to donate all the cash I make at Game 3 of the World Series to the Davis Family Foundation. They're close friends of mine, and they lost their little boy, Brian Davis Jr., and everything they own in a tragic house fire in Melville. So please come buy a beer or something. I'm going to load myself down with as much as I can carry. So please help me help my buddy lay this little boy to rest. To all my friends and family, please share my status or copy and paste this to get the word out. Thank you, Patrick Ferris. Again, he's in section 261. And I guess if you're in another section, you can walk over to 261 and buy a
beer. Sure. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So there you go. The beer man who wants to give all his profit, his cash, to this family that lost their... How old was that little boy?
Seven.
Seven years old. Mm. Nice letter from a listener in Washington State. And he says, Frank, this is your listener from Washington State. Thanks for the KTRS app. I just moved here after 13 years in St. Louis. I've been AM and the PM since 1996 or so, even before I moved to St. Louis in 2000. I regret that I never got to meet you. Next time you're in First Community Credit Union on Manchester, say hi to the new teller, Garrett Eccleson. He is my son. He grew up listening to your show. And whenever he had to ride with me, so he should recognize your name. He's getting married. Tell him congratulations. I'm very happy to be AM and the PM, even living 2,100 miles from St. Louis. Thank you, Steve Eccleson. No, thank you, Steve, taking us with you 2,100 miles away. And congratulations to your son, Garrett, on his up-and-coming wedding. So, Garrett, thanks for listening. Steve, thanks for taking us with you to Washington State again. We appreciate that. There's a weird story in Georgia. The parents of Kendrick Johnson are very upset, and they say there's more to this, and they want to know, they want some answers. He's a student athlete, and he was found dead in a rolled-up gym mat. They're petitioning the state judge to order a coroner's inquest into his death. Check this out. They want to see the surveillance video from the school gym. They think it might show what happened to their son. Now, so far, only a short clip of the video has been made public. And the reason, officials say that they have to wait for consent from other minors who might be on the school camera video before they can release it. I say that's hogwash. Hmm. Their son was 17. An autopsy conducted by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation indicated that he accidentally suffocated inside the mat while trying to retrieve his sneaker. Wait a second. It's a rolled-up gym mat. He was found dead in this rolled-up mat, and the school is saying he crawled in a rolled-up mat to get a sneaker and suffocate? That doesn't make any sense to me. And here's the best part. Earlier this month, his parents had his body exhumed for a second autopsy. And the pathologist who did the second autopsy discovered that a lot of his organs were missing and had been replaced with newspaper. They stuffed his butt. So they, to hide something, they took some organs.
Holy cow.
This is the weirdest story I've ever seen. So I say, good luck. And the mom says, I'm outraged. They stuffed my son's body with newspaper. I would too. So maybe there'll be more on that. My wife graduated from Belleville East High School, Belleville, Illinois. A lot has changed, apparently. I'm looking at a story that was released yesterday. It says, high school students attending Belleville East High School homecoming were witnesses to a show they never expected. Saturday night, Belleville police, working security at the homecoming dance, notified by the students of a suspicious person in a vehicle on the parking lot. of the high school involved in lewd conduct. And the man, later identified as Curtis Hutchings, 55, of Pinckneyville, was wearing a pink dress and makeup.
Oh.
What has happened to the world?
He was trying to go to the dance?
Trying to go to the prom or something. Homecoming dance. As the officers determined, he had no legal ground to be on the school property and located items in plain view. Now, this is the part I don't get. They located items in plain view that verified the lewd conduct described by students was a possibility. What items? What items Disney would verify?
Lubricant?
Sexual toys.
Yeah, Dan might have something there. KY or something. That's according to the Belleville police report. He was charged with public indecency. Yeah, Belleville East. Not the way it was when my wife went there. I don't think there were any men wearing pink dresses. And
I don't know. I think there were always weirdos, but now with the internet, you hear about it. You know, it was just localized in the local paper before. But now,
everybody wonders that. Everybody wonders the same thing. Did we always have this many freaks?
I don't remember, or
did we not have them before?
I think with the access to see that other people are into freaky stuff nowadays, people are more open to, you know, before you thought, hey, I must be the only one that's
closeted.
I'm the only one that's sexually attracted to balloons. I better not, let anybody know about that.
There's a guy online. He makes love to balloons,
too. Hey, now you can go to websites where everybody is having sex with balloons.
Now, is there any reason you mention balloons? Are you attracted?
I've just seen...
Dan, did you notice he jumped right on the balloon?
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of odd.
There's been segments on TV.
All the things you can
Strange
imagine.
Sex. Have you ever seen that show?
Check Peon's locker for balloons. Okay.
Is it just?
Oh, I like balloons, but
I know what kind of balloons you like.
Milk balloons.
You like the memming kind of balloons.
Milk balloons.
See, that's disrespectful.
It is.
Dan and I, as married men, formerly married a couple of times. We don't appreciate that.
Milk bags, is that better?
No, we don't like that stuff. That's disrespectful. It's sexist.
Milk
stop
jugs?
It right now. Stop it. I mean, I speak for Dan and all other men who respect women. Stop
it. We don't
it.
See those anymore.
No. Now, this is a great story. A lady named Becky Swales had three daughters. The true story, down in Georgia, Jody, Sarah, and Kaylee, engaged to be married. The Fox station down in Atlanta reported earlier this month that when they found out their mother, who'd been fighting breast cancer for 4 years, had just a few months to live, they decided to have a triple wedding. All three daughters get married together so mom, can see them get married before she dies. They found out last week that the doctors apparently told them that time was really running out and they didn't have as long as, she didn't have as long as they thought. So they moved the ceremony up to last Sunday. Original date was October 26th, 3 days from now, this weekend. So they pushed everything up and were married last Sunday. Their mom was in the front row. They married Sunday, and Monday, mom died.
Wow.
How about that? How about that? You talk about just making it under the wire.
Yeah.
She goes to the wedding, goes to bed, dead. It's hard to say that's a good story, but it is a good story, but it's not exactly a happy story. I think this is a really good idea. There's a company that has put out a new line of smoke detectors because they say that they've done a lot of testing, and when smoke detectors go off, that a lot of kids, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot of kids sleep through that. They sleep through that. For whatever reason, it doesn't.
They're used to it going off for.
Yeah, it doesn't wake them up.
Burning food or something.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So they have created these smoke detectors that don't make that noise. Some of them are verbal, like, your house is on fire. I mean, it can't be clearer than that. Your house is on fire. And that the sound of a voice will often wake children before like a buzzer. Or
don't
something.
They have ones too that'll send text messages to your
yes,
phone?
Yes, that is in this article. It says that the alarm in the house has a non-panicked female voice announcing smoke in the house. Please evacuate. Please leave. And it pulses bright yellow. And it says it sends to your phone or your iPad or whatever a message, heads up, smoke in the family room. And it lets you know that. It's a great idea. You know what? We're not far from everything coming to your phone. Everything coming
right
to your phone.
Everybody's so used to going to the phone for everything anyway.
You see people that are addicted to their phone, they are on the phone constantly while they're walking, they're texting, or doing something.
Oh, man. Facebook. I was at, and I'm, you know what? I'm not being cruel here because I love old people. I am one. But I'm going to be even older. And there was a lady that I was in a waiting room this morning, and there was a woman. She had to be 90. And I didn't get upset just because she was so old. But her phone was in her big old lady purse, and she reached in. She's sitting in the waiting room, and it wasn't like she got a call and forgot to turn it off. She made the call, and she picked it up, and I guess she's calling her daughter, and she's very elderly. And I'm not exaggerating. This is how loud she's talking. Sheila, I'm at the doctor. You could have heard it two floors above. And nobody minded.
Right.
Because she's an old lady. And we got to be nicer to old people.
And I think some people, especially older people that get on the phone, think that they have to talk louder when
they're
on the cell phone.
Oh, my wife triples the volume when she gets on the phone. Absolutely, she does. It says if there are levels of the alert, if the smoke gets thicker, continues to rise, then these alarms do other. That's a great idea. You know what? That's one of those things we're overdue for some new technology. These 9-volt smoke detectors have been the same forever.
Boy, nothing is worse at 3 o'clock in the morning when that low battery chirp starts going off.
Beep, beep. And you can't find it because the sound,
you don't know where it's coming from. Yeah.
Stand in the middle, you go, okay, is it that one? No, is it that one? It drives you crazy. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I have to check my Powerball. Isn't the drawing Tuesday night? Was it last night?
Wednesday.
Oh,
Powerball is Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
Mega Millions is
check
Tuesday.
Tonight. I bought a ticket. I was just in a place, and I just thought, hey, I never buy a Powerball unless it's $300 million. So I just bought it. I don't know what it is, 60, 80, whatever it normally is. So maybe I won.
Yeah, that's not enough.
But when it's enough for me. But when I bought it, it reminded me of one of the greatest luck jokes ever. And it's the story of a guy who goes into a magic shop and he buys a deck of magical cards. He just says magical cards. And he gets them home. He's sitting at the kitchen table. And he's flipping through the cards. And they're the usual king and, you know, queen and the ace and the spades and clubs, and there's a joker, but then there's a card that's an odd card. It's got a face, it's like a genie. And as he pulls that card out and touches it, the genie jumps off the card onto the kitchen table and is sitting there like 3 inches tall. And it shocks him. She says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Thank you for buying this magical deck of cards and freeing me from the deck of cards. I'm the magic card genie. And for freeing me, you get a wish." He says, I've heard about these stories, and it's always 3 wishes. She says, "No, not with me. It's 1 wish, but 1 wish, any wish. What do you want?" He says, "Man, that's a tough one, 1 wish. $1 million, $10 million. You know what?" He says, "Since this is really about luck and cards, and I bought it in a what if I could be the luckiest guy in the world?" She says, "Is that your wish?" He said, "Yeah." She snapped her little bitty genie finger. She says, "You are the luckiest man in the world." He said, "Really?" He said, "Well, how do I know that?" She said, "Feel free to go out and try your luck. Trust me, you're the luckiest man in the world." And with that, she jumped down, her little 3-inch body jumped down off the table and scampered away and disappeared, leaving a blank playing card with nothing on it. And he thought, well, maybe I'm hallucinating, I'm dreaming. But he thought, what the heck? He goes out that night to a casino. And he places a bet on the roulette wheel. Number 7. That's a good lucky number. Ball goes around. 7. He does it again. 18. 18. Wait a minute, there's something to this. He goes over to the blackjack table with $50, walks away with $10,000. He buys a Powerball ticket the next day. The drawing is 2 nights later. He wins $60 million. He can't believe this. He arranges to meet Michael Jordan, who's famous for gambling at golf. Now, this guy's not a great gambler, a great golfer, but he manages, because he now has money. He can mingle with the rich and the wealthy, so he gets a round of golf with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, as Mike Evans told you, likes to bet $25,000 a hole. So this guy takes him up on that and wins every hole. 18 holes, that's $450,000. Now he's convinced he is the luckiest man in the world. He goes to the racetrack, closes his eyes, points to the program, and a finger lands on a horse. Miss McGillicuddy. He puts 40 to 1. He puts $1 million on that horse. The horse wins $40 million. He wins. And he's at a bar telling his friend, he says, this is unbelievable. He tells him the story about the genie and the luck. And his friend says, oh, man, that must be so great. He said, it is great. He said, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I can't do anything wrong. You can't believe my luck. He said, I'll try to find a way to show you how lucky I am. He said, okay, look over there, look in the corner. Look at that really good-looking, beautiful woman sitting in the corner. I'll go over there, and I'll ask her to sleep with me, and I'll guarantee you she'll go to bed with me. She'll leave here with me and sleep with me. That's how lucky I am. His friend said, well, now hang on here. Not so fast. Look at her. She's Pakistani, and I can just tell from her dress that she's, you know, probably from Pakistan. And look at that red dot on her head. That I think that means she's taken. She's married. It's a religious thing, too. He says, I don't care. I'm the luckiest man in the world. What do I care? Sit tight. I'll be right back. And he walks over to this woman who has never that evening in the bar made eye contact with any man. She's looked down. She's gorgeous. Red dot on her head, scarf, beautiful silk shawl kind of thing. He walks over to her and says, excuse me. And for the first time, she looks up and looks right into his eyes. And he said, I want to leave here with you and have sex with you tonight. And she said, okay, let's go. And his buddy can't believe it. He can't believe it. He looks over and gives his buddy a wink, and out he goes with this beautiful Pakistani lady. And they go to the Ritz-Carlton. He has a lot of money. He's lucky. He's rich. And he sleeps with her. And after they make love, she falls asleep. And he's lying there. Just, he can't sleep for thinking about his good fortune, how lucky he is. Look at this gorgeous, beautiful woman. I just slept with her. She won't even look at another man. And as he's looking at her, he starts to focus on that red dot on her forehead. He's curious about it. So as she's sleeping, he reaches up and he just gently rubs the red dot. And as he rubs it, it starts to come off. And as it comes off, underneath it, it says, you've won a free car.
Let's get a look at traffic now and check in with Frank Ladd. Hi, Frank.
That's great. 64 eastbound between Jefferson and the Poplar. You're on the break. 70 eastbound heavy between Salisbury and the Dome as well, headed towards downtown St. Louis. Reports of a crash now. 55 northbound just south of the Poplar Street Bridge, blocking the right shoulder north of Park Avenue. 64 westbound, pockets of heavy traffic between Grand and McCausland. Then again, 270 to Mason. Southbound 170 on the brakes now between Ladue and 64. 70 westbound, heavy between Zumbel and Midrivers Mall Drive. Then again, volume between 79 and Bryan Road. Eastbound 270 up in North County. Start to break now between McDonnell and New Florissant. Not bad southbound on 270 this afternoon. Just a little bit of a pocket between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Remember, the Midrivers Mall Drive overpass will reopen after this evening's rush hour over Highway 70. This update is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings event is here. You'll find huge savings like Maybelline Colossal Volume Express on rollback for just $4.97 at Walmart. Sale ends October 31st while supplies last. See your store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join us Thursday morning bright and early when we have the full post-game recap of World Series game number one, plus Martin Kilcoyne live from Boston for reaction and anticipation for game two, plus traffic, weather, news, and sports. Join us 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.5%.
0.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West Fort Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news, the housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dan Brown here from the law firm of Brown & Brown. You know our law firm. My brother's Ed Brown, who wears an eye patch. If you or a loved one has had transvaginal mesh or bladder sling surgery, you may have a legal claim. Also, if you've taken the drug Lipitor and then obtained type 2 diabetes, you may have a claim as well. To learn more, you can visit our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or you can speak with an attorney at Brown & Brown. In Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. So remember, if you had transvaginal mesh surgery or obtained type 2 diabetes after taking Lipitor, call our office now for a free consultation. Go to brownlawoffice.com or in Missouri, dial all threes. In Illinois, dial all eights. And at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up? Karastan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of October National Karastan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings. Plus, up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Are you a woman over 40? Do you want to lose weight and body fat? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-226-3216. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-226-3216. That's 1-800-226-3216.
See Broadway Ford Truck Centers for all of your commercial truck needs. They also have all the parts you would need and a great service department. See them at BroadwayTruck.com or at their location just off of Broadway.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
If you haven't yet, you've got to stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
You know what that means?
Let me go home and start.
Means we don't have a whole lot of music here. We got three or four appropriate songs. This one we've decided for now is the one that's the perfect song to introduce this guy, Mike Evans, out in Southern California, courtesy of Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, but not just any restaurant. It's a great restaurant. You'll see. Great restaurant. Annie Guns and, of course, the Smokehouse Market. Chesterfield had lunch today, had Smokehouse Market chili today. My wife, yesterday, I told you yesterday for lunch, I had
you told her to get me a sandwich.
I said, you go get me a sandwich. And then I called and I said, by the way, go back and get me some chili for tomorrow lunch, which was today. She said, but I was just there. I said, shut it. Just there or not, you go back. I said, there's a thing on the steering wheel called turning, and it'll turn the car around and you can go back and get more. Now, I don't want to hear any more about it. And she went and got chili.
You can do the rest of your chores later.
Yeah. And you get home. Then you can iron. And then you can clean.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
Doesn't that sound nice? In a perfect world.
Here he is, Mike Evans. Oh, boy. He's guzzling it now.
He's getting ready to celebrate for us.
That's right.
Loosen up for that game at 7:07.
Go Cardinals.
His time, 5:07.
Go Cardinals.
Yeah.
Did you give us a prediction yet?
Cardinals in six.
Yeah,
he did.
Said six.
You know what? I won't be on with you tomorrow. I actually will be just, I land at 6:30, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. On a plane.
I heard a poll on the air today, and it said, Texas, do you think the Cards will or won't win the World Series? What a stupid poll. Do you think they'll win or not?
Especially
what kind of poll is
a local
that?
One.
Yeah, stupid. I don't think it'll be in four, I'll tell you that.
I would love to see that, though.
Oh,
that
I would
nice
too.
Sweep for revenge.
Yeah.
Sweep revenge. Hey.
Hey.
Sweep revenge.
Get the T-shirt factory on the phone.
There we
yes.
go.
Call the
Sweep Revenge.
I thought of it, okay?
Yeah.
I get credit. I get a commission on that thing on those shirts.
That's good.
Sweep Revenge.
Wow.
I know.
Hey,
you.
Paco's question, name the name of the star who drinks a glass of vinegar every day, says it helps her menstrual cycle.
Oh!
It adds years to, she thinks will add years to her life. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dana Reno.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
The Lady the Gaga.
No.
Love nuggets. So now we know maybe why Katy Perry dumped Russell Brand. Russell Brand openly admits trolling gay bars in London and New York, picking up dudes and having trysts with them in the bars' bathrooms.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, my goodness.
Says it was research for something that he was doing.
Oh, yeah, sure it was.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, Katy Perry's rejoined her church. Yeah, that Katy Perry, Russell Brand. I never did think that was much of a match. Anybody in the studio ever go into the gay bars and pick up guys and have trysts with them in the bathrooms?
Not yet.
Anybody? No, apparently not in this room.
Leon said not yet.
No.
Okay. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones will be together to take their two kids trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Beautiful.
Other stars taking their kids trick-or-treating on Halloween. Sandra Bullock in Austin, Texas. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in Beverly Hills. Halle Berry in Bel Air. Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr. Tribeca, New York. Heidi Klum. Soho, New York. Hot Scoop. Shocking story that feds questioned a convicted drug dealer about P. Diddy Combs having sex with underage boys?
Well, that has to be a lie.
No, it's not a lie as far as the questioning of this drug dealer about it. But, I mean, apparently, I guess they were fishing, but Why would they even get into that? Why would that even come up? I don't get that
well,
at all.
Well, they don't send people out to look into stuff like that for nothing.
It's very strange. Don't know why, but it seems that Oprah doesn't want much to do with Barack Obama anymore.
What?
Oprah has turned down several official White House functions, the last two to celebrate Obamacare, and she turned them down by having her staff send notes that she was not going to be able to make.
Oh, that's cold.
That's cold.
That is cold.
That cold. Movie news, lots of talk about Get On Up, the biopic of James Brown starring Chadwick Boseman. As James Brown, he's the guy that played Jackie Robinson in the film 42.
Mm.
The movie is in production and co-produced by Ronnie Howard and Mick Jagger.
That I'll go see. I'm a James Brown guy. I
there
like
you
James
go.
Brown.
TV news, the new ABC comedy is a real family affair produced by Henry Winkler and his son Max Winkler, directed by Rob Rhines, who is Henry Winkler's son-in-law and Max Winkler's brother-in-law. That's a family affair.
Awesome.
And on tomorrow's episode of Scandal, the plot surrounds a scumbag lying politician that likes sending nude texts of himself to women he doesn't know.
No, that's it. That would never happen.
That would never happen. How could they even come up with such a wild, crazy thing?
Somebody's
like
on drugs.
Come on. It's ridiculous. And finally...
No.
Getting excited for the game?
Sure.
Yep.
Damn. Pop quiz question. Who drinks a glass of vinegar a day? Gwyneth Paltrow, Megan Fox, the lady, the Gaga.
Ooh, I've got to go Lady Gaga.
I'm going to say Paltrow.
I think Paltrow looks like she drinks vinegar, so I'm going to go with her.
Oh, I hope the Cardinals do better than you, Megan Fox.
Oh man.
Mike Evans, say it.
How could you even drink a glass of vinegar?
Oh.
And what about that breath?
Yeah.
Vinegar breath. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years in business, 21 years on this show. I don't know if they've ever tried to calculate how many millions of dollars people have saved who finally realized that as they continue month after month after month to make minimum payments on credit cards, they're spending a fortune in interest. Interest that is not deductible. There's no tax break in it. It's just dumb. I get doing it for a month or two or three or four till you kind of dig out of the hole. But if your plan is to just continue to make minimum payments and you're a homeowner, wow, what do we need to do to stop you from doing that? Unless you just like the idea of literally spending money you don't have to spend. Because you can take that same credit card debt, let American Equity pay it off as a homeowner, use your equity for that loan, and now those credit card balances are back to zero. Yes, you still have the debt, but it's rolled into your house payment. Now the interest is lower, and it's probably tax deductible. Big difference. You're going to get out of that debt a whole lot quicker. Talk to them about it. They've done it for a long time. Perfect or less than perfect credit. You've heard them say that for 21 years. Now you hear other people say it. Other people try to mimic them and copy them. Not the same. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314, and here's the important part, 878-9999.
Let's get another look at traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Continue to thin out now as you make your way home this afternoon. Southbound on 270, no major delays headed south of Manchester Road down toward Doherty Ferry. Working with a stall, though, southbound 270. The exit ramp to 64. Use some caution there. They've gotten the incident out of the way. 55 northbound at Highway 64. You're on the right shoulder there, not causing too many delays as well. Eastbound on Highway 64, pretty good run right up to the Poplar. Eastbound on Highway 70 is thinned out as well. Your only slow spot westbound on Highway 70 this afternoon is approaching Midrivers Mall Drive, that construction zone there. Remember, Midrivers Mall Drive scheduled to reopen here shortly after the evening rush hour over Highway 70. This update is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here. You'll find huge savings like Maybelline Colossal Volume Express on rollback for just $4.97 at Walmart. Sale ends October 31st. While supplies last, see your store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
I just made this up. You watch, people will steal it. Go Cards. You watch. That'll catch fire. Yeah, Go Cards. Have a great, what is this?
Wednesday.
That's right. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, dear. All right,
Dan.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.